Please be seated. So is your life as perfect as it appears on social media? This is a real conversation that happened between two people catching up, and it was said with a laugh, a bit of a laugh in the voice. It was like, you always, everything you post is so wonderful and happy, and every day like that? The other person assured, no, I mean, what you see is true. So that time, everything, all the good things are true. I'm not faking it. There are some that will do that in social media land. But what you see is true. But no, there are some challenges as well. My life is good, the person responded, but maybe not as perfect as it appears. We've often been in those settings where we see someone's outside of their life, and I'll even say it was all true, it was all right, but internally having had struggles. You know, on occasion of some writers, two specific people come to mind who in their writing, this was in the Christian writing field, and both have spoke, one particular in her 30s, was really rocking it in her 30s, and everything she had to say was true. I mean, you could kind of take some helpful hints from her and your life would be better too. I mean, it really was. But when life got into the 40s, challenges came that she had not had before. And it was a very hard decade. And it was that whole struggle is, everything I wrote was true. It worked. I'm just in a season when things are thrown at me. You know, I haven't like screwed up myself. It's like it's being thrown at me. And how many of you have been in that place where I'm doing it right on my end, it's just the stuff is coming at me. And a struggle of being able to share, I'm in a hard place right now. And that I had a struggle before that. So how can we see this situation of the outside and the interior? Now I'm going a different direction here with Philippians, because they were basically a very strong church. As I've said before and will say again, that many of these letters to churches are written because they're in trouble. 1 Corinthians 13, the great love chapter, is not written to those folks because, hey, y'all got this. It's because, slap, slap, love each other, okay? And so that's always kind of funny whenever I hear it read, realizing what is the backstory behind it. So, but Philippians seems to be a congregation that really was doing well. If you were grading them, be about a B plus or an A minus kind of congregation. And so the question is that, were they, I mean, was it really as perfect though as we look at it, or do they have their own set of challenges? And some commentators will say they may have had a little bit. Again, it wasn't a full-blown mess, but the advice, the encouragement that Paul gives here is to say, y'all B plus church, here's how you can be A minus. Again, parent-teacher conference where the student's basically a good student, and it's more some helpful hints how to do better versus, y'all, we got to talk, okay? I think the teachers out there, you've probably been both kind of teacher meetings, okay, out there. So there seems to have been a bit of maybe an issue of humility in the church. It's like, y'all are doing good. Sometimes they are working together. Later, he'll make one slight reference to Eudoa, about Eudoa and Syntyche, two women leaders in the congregation who are having issues amongst themselves. Now, do we know, is there a little bit of a team Eudoa and team Syntyche, with the vast majority being in the middle saying, ladies, why can't y'all get along? Probably was, if anything, it was like that, because there's not major disunity. But these two women are, for whatever reason, and we don't know, are having issues. Is it, again, we do not know. Earlier in the letter, he's assured the people, God has begun a new work in you, and God will perfect it in you. You're doing good. And to conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Often his words are, and you're already doing it, keep on doing it. In a way, said often, we might say, I might tell a child, now if you're a child of mine, you're going to do this. And we all know you're a child of mine. So even though I say if, we know you're a child of mine or something like that. So what he's saying, you know, if there's any encouragement, look, y'all, please do what you need to be doing and to focus as unity and on that to focus on humility. Now that can be a bit of a challenge because now we have people, we all know folks who when they get up in the morning, they sing, they look in the mirror and they sing, "How Great Thou Art." Don't name names, okay? But then there are others who almost think it's spiritual to put themselves down. And so, in fact, particularly, anyway, this is, I know some, one pastor of pastoral care, professor, seminary professor of pastoral care, also a pastor, in fact, often speaks to that about taking time for yourself. Self-care is important. Love others like you love yourself, meaning that self, taking care of yourself is important. So being very careful when we talk about humility, and I love this definition I came across. It's one of those, wow, I wish I had thought of it. But it's this. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Don't put yourself down, like, oh, I'm being really humble, I'm putting myself down or something, or somebody compliments me, say, ah, oh, no, I didn't sing that well or something, don't just say thank you. But that focus on others. Looking out for the interests of others. Woman spoke about as an adult, co-worker, and we're roommates, and talked about ways of encouraging, lifting up the other person. We're on a business trip and place a situation we're going to get on something for breakfast. What kind of orange juice do you like? Something as simple as that. Focusing on the interests of others. I think of yesterday, and that just example just came in with Address Mesquite. Again, the people from around the community in different settings were there to work. I was encouraged to go to that early kickoff. It's not as big as it used to be, but it was still nice, by Townie Small. And it was pointed out that one of the people is a county commissioner, serves the area, and always brings a team there. And to see her walking around, she's just like another one of the workers. I mean, there's no entourage or anything like that. You would not hesitate. I mean, again, just there to serve. I think of that. And the vision of people coming, what can we do together to help? It was an interesting situation that we've, and this is a very personal example here. Took Mary Claire and with me and went to help with the Rotary House, and they had that thing down pat. So pretty much from there, we went over to the First Press House, which is on Bruton between Rodeo and Peachtree in one of the side streets over back. And yeah, y'all were there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But for those of you who weren't there, that's where we were, okay, back in there. And there was some work that needed to be done, and everybody's jumped in and did things. We had a good number of folks, but we came to that point where we're in the tail end, and now we almost have too many people. But I got a contact from Mary Lee. She was with a group that had a house assigned to Sharing Life, and she had a group of Bank of America volunteers, and like, this job is too big for what they have given us. And so I said, okay, y'all, we got some extras. If you're able to go over there. And some stayed and finished up the job, because again, you still have some things to do, but your labor pool needed to be smaller. We're able to go over and do that. That's just something that happened yesterday. And so we went and took care of that. No matter what, willing to do. Now, a bit of history here. Spain, of course, for many years, from the 30s onwards, was under a dictatorship. In the 70s, when Francisco Franco died, part of that was to restore the monarchy. And King Juan Carlos has since abdicated, his son is King Felipe VII. But it was kind of, what do we do now? Like, basically, we've had a dictator, you know, for all these years. And the king, what kind of pace is he going to set for us? There was one point where some officers were trying to take over. We don't like this democracy thing that you're doing. Well, the king put on his uniform. The subtle signal is, you know I'm the king. That means I am the commander-in-chief. And wearing his uniform and getting on TV and saying, I support the work of the parliament. So those officers knew, army officers knew, let's just bow out while we can. And ended that in a sense of saving, willing to do that. He loved to ride his motorcycle. And apparently one story goes that he was out motorcycling. The cyclist, a traveler, had some trouble. Basically helped change the tire kind of thing. Got back on the car. Left the car on his motorcycle and on he went. And it was later the motorist realized, wait, I knew that guy looked familiar. That was the king helping me change my tire kind of thing. Again, not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Okay? Unity is possible when we imitate Christ. The section that we left out in the reading, because we didn't want to give John too much work to do today, speaks of Jesus Christ who, when he took on, became mortal as well, set aside some of his divine prerogatives. In a sense, it's more like, right now, I don't know something about the end times. I've kind of put that knowledge to the side. And was willing to humble himself among the people. And in time, because he was humbled, even point of death, he was exalted. And so that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Because Jesus humbled himself, we can do the same. Christ's exaltation is a promise that our labor and humility in this life will not be in vain. And today we celebrate not only his death, but his resurrection. Going forward in these months ahead, let us commit to follow the example of Christ, of serving others selflessly, and promoting in our unities for the glory of God. So again, is that outer life as good as we see? Well, only the Spirit knows. But when we are focused in taking care of ourselves, but focused on others, and show that example, the two pictures do match. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now, let us continue our worship as we present to God our tithes, our offerings, our gifts, and our very selves.